Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 8, 2025. The state has been stockpiling supplies in preparation for a future pandemic, and Gloucester and Newburyport mayors have updates from their respective cities. Sun, then clouds near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:17 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that during the COVID-19 pandemic, Massachusetts faced chronic shortages of personal protective equipment, such as respirators, ventilators, and masks, as the state struggled to acquire the life-saving supplies amid nationwide supply chain issues. But state health officials are hoping to prevent a similar shortage of critical medical equipment in the future by stockpiling the supplies for the inevitability of another public health emergency. The State Department of Public Health announced Thursday that it has stocked a state-owned warehouse in Franklin with personal protective gear, bandages, refrigerated medical products, and other items. The 75,000-square-foot facility is strategically located next to the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency's warehouse near the crossroads of Interstate 95 and the Mass Turnpike. That state official said will allow for a quick response during times of crisis. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has an update on trash pickup and recycling.
Curbside recycling collection has resumed this week. To help manage the workload, curbside recycling collection will be on an every other week schedule. The next curbside recycling pickup will take place during the week of September 15th. Finally, starting Monday, September 8th, the recycling drop-off center will expand its hours during the off weeks of curbside pickup. The center will be open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are still evaluating the hours of operation moving forward, so please stay tuned for an updated schedule this time next week. If your trash or recycling is missed, please wait until after 5 p.m. on your pickup day before reporting it on C-Click-Fix. The restart of curbside recycling has undoubtedly had its challenges, but please know that I continue to push Republic Services to meet the needs of our community and to work towards a resolution. Our DPW has continuously stepped up to fill gaps in service, and I am immensely grateful for their hard work. I know these changes may cause some inconvenience, and this service disruption has been challenging, but I continue to ask for your patience and cooperation as we work through this labor disruption.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon, on his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, announced that the restaurant Parklets will be taken down by DPS during the week of September 15.
End of September, going in October, we can finally pave State Street, Garden, and Otis, that whole little around the Institution for Savings Bank area. Get that all paved, and it's going to be really just wonderful. Again, my goal is to have everything completed before downtown trick-or-treat. Remember, downtown trick-or-treat last year, we closed down State Street for those couple hours. Kids and families were able to go back and forth between the businesses pretty easily and safely. So we plan on doing that again this fall, and we want to get that street all paved for that. Just a reminder about the Parklets, that means we do have to stop the outdoor dining season a little bit earlier than we typically do. So the week of September 15th, the rest of the Parklets will come down. And that's all of them. That's State Street and Pleasant Street. And I think the reasoning behind that, I think they were trying to make it easy on DPS, who has to set these up and take them down each year. Let's just get them all done at the same time. So those are going to be coming down on September 15th. And yeah, so that'll get us all clear and ready to get those streets paved.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, after 2 years of construction and more in the planning, the town of Rockport will celebrate and officially open its new Department of Public Works facility at 2 DPW Way this Saturday with a ribbon cutting. The public is invited and tours will be offered after the ceremony. The $17 million project was a long time in the making, according to Select Board Chair Paul Murphy. Expected at the 9 a.m. ceremony are Select Board members, Public Works representatives, and other town and state officials. Murphy said State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester, Governor Mara Healey, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll have all been invited to attend the ribbon cutting. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, this past weekend marked the start of the North Shore High School football season. Salem earned a 21-14 win over Kipp Saturday night in Lynn. Danvers had a tight 13-12 win over Concord Carlisle on Friday night. And St. John's Prep picked up a last-second score to edge Springfield Cathedral 36-35. Gloucester Fishermen opened up with a 15-7 win over Beverly. Endicott College football opened the 2025 season at home with a 31-21 win over Misericordia. Everybody knows that place, right? Peabody High's Shea Lynch was the Gulls' starting quarterback. The Marblehead girls' soccer team improved to 2-0 in the season as it shut out North Andover 2-0. In pro sports, the Patriots lost their opener to the Raiders 20-13. The Red Sox topped the Diamondbacks 8-4 last night and will play at the Athletics tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.